The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's another Tuesday Good News Day in Lent. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, March 22, 2022. Tuesday of the third week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is St. Nicholas Owen. Born at Oxford, England in 1550, he became a carpenter and served the Jesuits in England for two decades. He constructed hiding places for them in mansions throughout the country. He became a Jesuit lay brother in 1580 and was arrested in 1594 with Father John Gerard. He was released on the payment of a ransom by a wealthy Catholic. Nicholas was again arrested in 1606 with three others and imprisoned in the Tower of London. He was subjected to such vicious torture that he died of it March 2nd, 1606. St. Nicholas Owen, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for Christians facing new bioethical challenges. May they continue to defend the dignity of all human life with prayer and action. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
Saint Peter was
a bit upset with someone that day because we read in the Gospel that he asked you, Jesus, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? And trying to suggest a generous number, he said, as many as 7 times? He probably thought that 7 was already pushing it. Like, if someone slaps me in the face 7 times, I will forgive him, but on the 8th, he's gonna get it. But then you said, Jesus, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Well, that is 490. So does it mean that if I get 491 slaps in the face, I can finally hit back? Well, no, really. In Hebrew, 70 times 7 means always. And then you, Jesus, tell the parable of the man who was forgiven 10,000 talents, but didn't forgive someone who owed him 100 denarii. Remember, he owed 10,000 talents, which were 60 million denarii, and he wouldn't forgive 100. So, as you remember, in the end, he was not forgiven because he didn't forgive that ridiculous amount. Graham Greene once said, "We would forgive most things if we knew the facts." I first read this quote in Spanish, and it's a very expressive translation. It said, "Si conociéramos los hechos, tendríamos compasión hasta de las estrellas," which literally means something like, if we knew the facts, we would feel compassion even for the stars. If we knew the facts. Well, I asked a couple of people I trust if it was a good idea to tell a story I'm going to tell you now. They said it was. So I tell it as it happened. I was ordained in Rome in May, a few years ago, and in June I went to the city where I was going to serve with my ministry. I didn't know the city, so a couple of students offered me a tour through the big town. I have been a priest for a month, and it was my first time walking in that city dressed as a priest. Well, long story short, whilst I was walking behind those two students, someone spat me in the face. Literally, a gopher spit in my face. It was shocking. I won't describe my feelings or what I thought at the moment. But I just took a tissue from my pocket and washed my face. And I was trying to calm myself down when around 5 minutes later, a drunk guy came straight shouting some rude things and spat me in the face a second time. I just couldn't believe it. My first day as a priest in that city. Well, after that, I decided it was time to go home. I was shaking. I discovered later that it would have been better not to visit that particular part of the city. Anyways, but too late. It took me a while to recover. But then, a couple of days later, I decided to explore the city again, but this time running in my sports gear, because I'm a runner. So I went for a run, and lo and behold, guess whom I came across with? Well, the drunk guy. He was in the exact same spot. He was calm that day, so I went and asked him how he was. He said he was hungry, so I bought him a sandwich and a cup of coffee. We chatted for a few minutes, and finally, I decided to drop the bomb. I asked him, "Do you remember me?" Now, he obviously didn't. So I told him, "Listen, I'm a priest, and 2 days ago, you spat me in the face." He looked at me confused. He didn't say a word for a few seconds. He continued to look at me until two tears started falling down his cheeks. Then he said he was sorry and that he couldn't remember anything because he drank too much and did many stupid things. So he told me he used to pray with his mum when he was a child, but that was many years ago, and the guy had certainly suffered a lot in his life. Anyway, a couple of days before, I just felt like slapping that guy to death. But that day, I gave him a sandwich, a cup of coffee, and a big hug that left us both in tears. Remember the quote of Graham Greene? "If we knew the facts, we would feel compassion even for the stars." Well, that was your teaching, Jesus, when you died on the cross. As they were nailing you to the wood, you said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." You didn't just say, "Father, forgive them." You said, "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing." You, Jesus, excused them, because there was a because. And this is the point of the meditation. There is always a reason. You, Jesus, were not justifying it, but it was wrong. But they did it because they didn't know what they were doing. St. Paul said it also in his first letter to the Corinthians. "None of the rulers of this age understood this, because if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They just didn't know." You see, the topic of forgiveness comes many times in the Gospels. It appears, therefore, many times in our meditations, and especially during Lent. But you who pray with me now, in this conversation with Jesus, recall the people who had offended you, people who did you wrong, or were rude with you, or unfair, or even nasty. I'm sure you do remember some. For there is no human being who hasn't been offended. Jesus was offended. Our Lady was offended. God is offended. We all are offended one way or another. But now I'm giving you the solution to get some peace of mind. Remember those people? Well, now do what Jesus did. Don't just forgive them, pray for them. "Father, forgive them, for they didn't know what they were doing." That's it. Say a prayer for them. When people find it difficult to forgive someone, I always ask them to do what you, Jesus, did. Pray for them. If you pray 3 Hail Marys at night, well, maybe to say one more for that person. Remember that person in Mass, or in your prayer now, For there is always a because. There is always a reason. Many people offend because they have been offended. The driver who honks the horn at you probably has put up a long day. Maybe she's a nurse who's saving many lives and sleeping very few hours. Pray for her and move on. If you knew the facts, that client who is so rude maybe is looking after her mom with dementia and he's drained. Say a prayer for him and move on. Mary, my Mother Immaculate, and you, St. Joseph, you also had to forgive people, even relatives, like when they didn't open their homes in Bethlehem for the birth of Jesus. And you probably said the same prayer of Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. If they knew who's knocking at the doors, but they don't know. Well, Mary and Joseph, teach your children to forgive. Teach us to pray for those who treat us badly, to be like Jesus on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 past the hour on Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022, Tuesday of the third week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin the liturgical day joining with the whole church, led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him.
Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him.
Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away. Like wax that melts before the fire, so shall the wicked perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exalt and dance for joy. Oh, sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exalt at his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death.
The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home, the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Zalmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell forever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel, into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Savior. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depth of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our God
is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord.
They see your solemn procession, O God. The procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary. The singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last. Between them, maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings, bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes, at the head. Judah's princes, a mighty throng. Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might. Your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple, high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, you have given us joy in your holy meal. Help us to understand the significance of your death and to acknowledge you as the conqueror of death seated at the right hand of the Father.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord.
This is the favorable time.
This is the day of salvation.
A reading from the book of Exodus. When the people became aware of Moses' delay in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us a God who will be our leader. As for the man Moses who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him." Aaron replied, "Have your wives and sons and daughters take off the golden earrings they are wearing. Bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron, who accepted their offering and fashioned this gold with a graving tool and made a molten calf. Then they cried out, "This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." On seeing this, Aaron built an altar before the calf and proclaimed, "Tomorrow is a feast day of the Lord." Early the next day, the people offered holocausts and brought peace offerings. Then they sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. With that, the Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it, and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.' I see how stiff-necked this people is," continued the Lord to Moses. "Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth'? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage.'" So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people. Moses then turned and came down the mountain with the two tablets of the commandments in his hands, tablets that were written on both sides, front and back, tablets that were made by God, having inscriptions on them that they were engraved by God himself. Now, when Joshua heard the noise of the people shouting, he said to Moses, "That sounds like a battle in the camp." But Moses answered, "It does not sound like cries of victory, nor does it sound like cries of defeat. The sounds that I hear are cries of revelry." As he drew near the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing. With that, Moses' wrath flared up, so that he threw the tablets down and broke them on the base of the mountain. Taking the calf they had made, he fused it in the fire and then ground it down to powder, which he scattered on the water and made the Israelites drink. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. They exchanged the God who was their glory for the image of a grass-eating ox.
They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done such wonders in Egypt, such marvels at the Red Sea.
Their senseless hearts were darkened. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for corruptible idols.
They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done such wonders in Egypt, such marvels at the Red Sea.
From a sermon by St. Peter Chrysologus, Bishop. There are three things, brethren, by which faith stands firm, devotion remains constant, and virtue endures. They are prayer, fasting, and mercy. Prayer knocks at the door, fasting obtains, mercy receives. Prayer, mercy, and fasting. These three are one, and they give life to each other. Fasting is the soul of prayer. Mercy is the lifeblood of fasting. Let no one try to separate them. They cannot be separated. If you have only one of them or not all together, you have nothing. So if you pray, fast. If you fast, show mercy. If you want your petition to be heard, hear the petition of others. If you do not close your ear to others, you open God's ear to yourself. When you fast, see the fasting of others. If you want God to know that you are hungry, know that another is hungry. If you hope for mercy, show mercy. If you look for kindness, show kindness. If you want to receive, give. If you ask for yourself what you deny to others, your asking is a mockery. Let this be the pattern for all men when they practice mercy. Show mercy to others in the same way, with the same generosity, with the same promptness as you want others to show mercy to you. Therefore, let prayer, mercy, and fasting be one single plea to God on our behalf, one speech in our defense, a threefold united prayer in our favor. Let us use fasting to make up for what we have lost by despising others. Let us offer our souls in sacrifice by means of fasting. There is nothing more pleasing that we can offer to God, as the psalmist said in prophecy. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit. God does not despise a bruised and humbled heart. Offer your soul to God. Make him an oblation of your fasting so that your soul may be a pure offering, a holy sacrifice, a living victim, remaining your own and at the same time made over to God. Whoever fails to give this to God will not be excused. For if you are to give him yourself, you are never without the means of giving. To make these acceptable, mercy must be added. Fasting bears no fruit unless it is watered by mercy. Fasting dries up when mercy dries up. Mercy is to fasting as rain is to the earth. However much you may cultivate your heart, clear the soil of your nature, root out vices, sow virtues, if you do not release the springs of mercy, your fasting will bear no fruit. When you fast, if your mercy is thin, then your harvest will be thin. When you fast, what you pour out in mercy overflows into your barn. Therefore, do not lose by saving, but gather in by scattering. Give to the poor, and you give to yourself. You will not be allowed to keep what you have refused to give to others. Prayer accompanied by fasting and giving to the poor is good.
Since giving to the poor expiates every sin,
it wins forgiveness and life everlasting.
Since giving to the poor expiates every sin,
let us pray. May your grace not forsake us, O Lord, we pray, but make us dedicated to your holy service, and at all times obtain for us your help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour on Tuesday, March 22, 2022. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Tuesday of the third week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Peter asks the Lord, what kind of limits can I put on forgiving someone? And you know what the Lord's answer was from the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Then Peter came up and said to him,
Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?
I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. Out of pity for him, the Lord of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and besought him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison till he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? In anger, his Lord delivered him to the jailers till he should pay all his debt. So also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Forgiving can be difficult, but it's not optional. We absolutely must do it. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. And if thy neighbor does thee wrong seven times a day, seven times thou shalt forgive him. Seven times means times without number, even on the same day, and as it might be over the same issue. Charity is patient, is kind. Forgiving, however, can cost us considerable effort, sometimes in little things as well as in big. The Lord knows this and encourages us to turn to him. He will explain to us how this limitless forgiveness is compatible with a necessary just defense, since such a response has its origins in humility. When we turn to Jesus, he will remind us of the parable which today's gospel relates. A king decided to settle his accounts with his servants. When the reckoning began, they brought him a man who owed 10,000 talents, an enormous sum. The debt is of some 70 million denarii, a denarius being the daily wage of a laborer. When one is sincere with oneself and with God, one immediately finds oneself to be that servant who had no means of paying, not only because everything one is and everything one has is owed to God, but also because the offenses which God has pardoned in us are countless. There is only one way out for us, to throw ourselves on God's mercy so that he may do for us what he did for that character in the parable. The master felt so sorry for him that he let him go and canceled the debt. But when that steward met one of his companions who owed him 100 denarii, a comparatively trifling amount, he did not know how to forgive or be content to allow time for the debt to be paid, in spite of his colleagues pleading with all his might. Then the master sent for him. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours when you appealed to me. Were you not bound then to have pity on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you?" The humility of recognizing the many debts we owe to God helps us to pardon and to forgive others. If we look to see what God has forgiven us, we realize what we ought to forgive others, even in serious matters, is little. It does not even amount to 100 denarii. Compared with 10,000 talents, it is nothing. Our attitude to minor grievances has to be one of minimizing their importance, an importance which in reality is what very often they don't have, and of forgiving with a good grace and without fuss. In forgiving and forgetting, it is we ourselves who have most to gain. Our life becomes more joyful and more serene, and trifles don't upset us. It is true that life, which by its nature is already rather narrow and uncertain, sometimes becomes difficult, but that will help you to become more supernatural and to see the hand of God in everything. Then you will be more human and understanding with those around you. We have to understand everyone. We must live peaceably with everyone. We must forgive everyone. We shall not call injustice justice. We shall not say that an offense against God is not an offense against God, or that evil is good. When confronted by evil, we shall not reply with another evil, but rather with sound doctrine and good actions, drowning evil in an abundance of good. We will not commit the error of that mean servant, who himself, having been forgiven so much, was not capable of pardoning even a little. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. It's available at your local Catholic bookstore. 12 minutes before the hour, time to pray. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people.
Lord, you have blessed your land.
You have forgiven the sins of your people.
O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger.
Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease?
Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help.
I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace. Peace for his people and his friends and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land.
Mercy and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth and justice look down from the heavens.
The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Show us your mercy, Lord. Our misery is known to us. May no evil desires prevail over us, for your glory and love dwell in our hearts.
Lord, you have blessed our land.
You have forgiven the sins of your people.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith.
A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace. In peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock.
The way of the just is smooth. The path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls.
My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns on the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice.
O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice, with fairness. You rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Be gracious and bless us, Lord, and let your face shed its light on us, so that we can make you known with reverence and bring forth a harvest of justice.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
A reading from the book of Joel. Return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
The Lord said, Peter, I do not tell you to forgive only 7 times, but 70 times 7.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies.
from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord said, Peter, I do not tell you to forgive only 7 times, but 70 times 7.
Praise to Christ, who has given us himself as the bread from heaven. Let us pray to him, saying,
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Lord, feed us at the banquet of the Eucharist.
With all the gifts of your Paschal sacrifice.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Give us a perfect heart to receive your word,
that we may bring forth fruit in patience.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Make us eager to work with you in building a better world,
so that it may listen to your church and its gospel of peace.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
We confess, Lord, that we have sinned.
Wash us clean by your gift of salvation.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May your grace not forsake us, O Lord, we pray, but make us dedicated to your holy service, and at all times obtain for us your help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Don't forget to join us this Friday for the papal consecration of Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary around 11 a.m. Central Time this Friday, the Feast of the Annunciation. Morning Air next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go on, make it a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.